Does
that
that
make
kind
sense?
of, it does. It actually kind of dovetails very nicely with what I was going to ask you next, which is
Great.
the theme of female voices and recovering female voices, obviously important to this particular organization, this particular podcast, but it's also really interesting in as it relates to your work with domestic violence survivors. So
mm-hmm.
I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that.
About our work with domestic violence survivors?
Yeah, and
and
how it came about and maybe how it has dovetailed with the work itself.
Absolutely. So one of my very dear collaborators in Postmortem, Shamala Murthy, has been a company member of another group called Theater Productions for a long time, and they do multicultural theater by people of color, very interdisciplinary, and they have kind of a mission to work with communities to have that be part of their mission, and they were interested in producing the premiere of this work, which was in early April of this year. And so Shamo had actually already been doing some community work with this wonderful group called AWAS, Voices Against Violence, through the South Asian Network. And she actually had done a lot of community work in her past for a long time and wanted to connect it to her dance making, which she had started to do. So I also started to come into the process and attend the meetings. And it was just really moving to see the ways in which bringing people just simple yoga or meditation exercises or writing exercises or having the safe space to share their stories with each other and see each other as powerful women who may have gone through a lot, and how one could facilitate through the arts this sort of bringing forth of an empowering of other people, bringing voice to their stories. And actually this one domestic violence survivor, whose name is Uma Singh, came up to Shamala and she's like, I really want you to bring my story to life, like to make it into a dance, to make it into a performance, into a theater piece. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, she did a really long interview, and they're very good friends now with her, and she took elements of it, and, you know, she shared it with all of us, and we took elements of it and found ways to translate it through our forms, through, actually, we took a traditional courtesan poem from South India called The Padam by a famous poet named Kshetriya, it's basically a story about, or a poem about a woman whose lover is cheating on her. It's a kind of like classic love situation. But we rewrote it just slightly to reflect Uma's story. And so there's this borrowing of Indian aesthetics, Indian material from our forms to apply them to her story. So that's part of the process of working with them.
Well, that's fantastic. It also seems like very rewarding work, so I'm really looking forward to it. What is next for the show after the festival? You have two performances coming up during the festival, and
mm-hmm.
are you going to be traveling, or?
Well, we actually just got back about a month ago from a national tour to several different universities. So we went to University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana, and we went to the University of Georgia in Athens and University of Wisconsin at Madison, which actually has a wonderful center for South Asia. So it's got a little national tour and attention already. And that was actually a duet version of the show, this version at the National Asian American Theater Festival, the Atria version. So because we're transnational, we are trying to make the work modular or kind of flexible so that it can adapt to different performers' availabilities for different situations.
Right.
So in that way, I think it will continue to grow and change and transform.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be with me. I know the conference and the festival together are very busy for you, so I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Suno Tell Me Sister has two performances during the festival on June 24th and 26th at Inner City Arts in downtown L.A. For more information about tickets, visit www.caata.net or call the East-West Players box office at 213-625-7000. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafpi.com.